Blog Talk Radio.
Can't wait in expectation for you to set everything right, Lord. We can know that even in our troubled times, your hand is at work to reveal your will, Lord, to make your will plan to all generations on earth, Lord, as you promised through Abraham, Lord. May your name be glorified. O Lord God, may your name be honored. Lord, your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's play some music here to get this started. Oh. Okay. Let's play this right here.
His love over you. Just washing you. Washing you with the acceptance of His love. Come on, do you receive it? Do you sing it or you just receive it?
Thank you. in rehearsal. We were just practicing this song. And again, in my spirit, I just sensed that if you are suffering cancer, you've been given a death sentence by the doctor, whatever it is, we're going to sing this thing over you. We're going to sing these words straight from the Word of God. God is fighting for you.
Thank you.
service. Okay? Now let's get into the Word. Amen. The devotional for tonight is called Praying with the Holy Spirit. As believers, we've been given the Holy Spirit as a helper, teacher, friend, and seal for the promise of inheritance of eternal life with God. His presence and guidance and wisdom in our lives are the greatest gifts while here on earth. Through Him, we have access to direct connection with our Heavenly Father. Through Him, we receive spiritual gifts to empower us. And through Him, we are able to bear the incredible fruit of abundant life. So open your heart and mind to all the Holy Spirit would give you, show you, and lead you this week. God loves to respond to the prayers of the people. We see Him respond to the desire of Adam for a helpmate with Eve, the prayer of Abraham in saving Lot and his family, the prayer of Moses in the salvation of his people, the prayer of Elijah in sending down fire upon an altar, the cry for a Savior in sending His only Son, Jesus. And through the death of Jesus, we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. God Himself sent to us our helper. Our helper not only longs to guide us and empower us, but also to help us pray and pray for us. In Jude chapter 1, verses 20 to 21 says, "But you have loved building yourself upon your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." We've been given the incredible gift of praying with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who searches the deep things of God desires to help us pray. He desires to reveal God's desires to us in the midst of our circumstances, relationships, and opportunities, and longs to help us pray in the line of God's will. When we pray in the Spirit, we are praying along with the will of God Himself. When we pray in the Spirit, we are asking God to do the very thing He desires to do. It is crucially important that we as children of God learn how to discern the will of our Father through the Holy Spirit and pray according to that will. In Matthew 21, verse 22 says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17 teaches us, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." So Scripture tells us to pray in full faith that God will give us what we ask for, because faith is always meant to begin with the word of God. So prayer is meant to be as simple as asking God to fill us with the knowledge of His desire, and then praying in accordance with that desire in full faith, because God will always fulfill His promise. What's more, when we don't know what to pray, we can trust in and lean on the groanings of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, 26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us in groanings too deep for words." Did you know that the Holy Spirit prays for you? Did you know that He intercedes on your behalf? So great is His love for you that He asks God to help you. So great is His desire for you to walk in abundant life that He intercedes on your behalf when you don't know how to pray. Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? In His grace, He blessed you with the Holy Spirit to help you pray and intercedes for you, all because He loves you. You've been given an incredible, powerful gift in praying with the Holy Spirit. So take time today to listen to your helper as you enter into a time of prayer. So first, meditate on the Spirit's desire to help you pray and intercede for you. Secondly, ask the Spirit to fill you with the knowledge of God's will for whatever it is you desire to pray about before you speak, listen. And thirdly, pray in line with the Spirit has revealed to you. Ask God in faith to bless you with whatever you feel He has shown you. Pray along with Scripture. Rest in assurance that God will provide you with any and everything that is His perfect will for you when you ask Him to. Matthew 21, verse 22, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you receive if you have faith." Romans 10, 17, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." God loves to make the Christian life simpler than we often make it out to be. I used to believe that to discover God's will, I had to ask God for things and wait to see if his life circumstances panned out in line with those prayers. But God longs to fill us with the knowledge of his will even before you ask, so that we can simply pray in full faith and enjoy in accordance with what he already desires to do. He blesses us with life and simplicity if we will simply wholeheartedly follow him. Take time today to search out the will of God for your life and rest in assurance of his faithfulness as you pray. I highly suggest that you read Hebrews chapter 11. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. So let me ask you, do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? Okay? If you do not, that's okay, because in a few moments, you will be given a chance to. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around this world not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Okay, do you feel like you have no purpose in life? Okay, but are seeking one? Okay, maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe something worse, as an addiction to alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating. Okay, whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, he's got to know you. So let me ask you, are you ready to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply pray this simple little prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we would like to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some music, okay? Here we go. Did you come over? Sure you came by? Okay.
Cause I wonder, shall you be
we're going to be ending a little early today. Sonia is not being able to come and do the Bible reading. So we're going to get into the prophetic message. Okay? The Father says today, the time is now. Now is all I must give you, my beloved. The vision that I have planted in your heart and encoded deep within you will bear fruit. Your dreams will not die on the vine or wither away for nothing. Others may look at your vision and not see what you see. But know this, where I put a window, okay, a vision, I also put a door. Know this as well, that everyone who says they are with you will not be there when I bring my promise to pass in your life. Be willing to go in alone when necessary. This is the eye of the needle. All of those must go through it if they want to step out of the imagined outcomes that never materialize in the broader vision that becomes concrete substance and answered prayer. Be willing, as Abraham did, to leave Lot behind in order to further realize my promise in your situation. Do not swerve or look behind you in a path. This is that important time that you must put your hand to the pillow and not look back, and not look back into the things that are behind you, for they are cyclical and repetitive. It is time to strike out into the place where you say, that will be enough of that. Refuse to carry the guilt of other failure to move on in my kingdom. Forgive, release, and move on, leaving all in my capable hands, for I will answer in due time. Promotion time is not an end for you. What you see as a daunting load of care and responsibility, now know this. The Father says this too will pass. There is a higher call, a higher profile, an invisibility that I am moving you into. And I want you to know to begin to pray like, to pray into that and press into greater understanding of what that looks like, where it will surely come, says the Father. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Okay. I'm going to say a prayer, and then we'll play a song to take us out. Amen. Lord, our God, our Father in heaven, you have sent us the Savior, who was born to bring great joy to all people. So glorify your name, we pray. Give the world the peace you alone can give, the peace that wells up in our hearts. Let your favor rest on us so that we may hold out under our sufferings on earth. We need your loving help to remain inwardly steadfast until everyone can be reached by the message. So be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Okay? Here we go. You're the finisher of our faith. We look to you, you're the author, the finisher of our faith. Yes, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. All right. Well, don't forget about tomorrow. It's going to be the last episode of Purpose Gospel Radio for this week. Okay, then we go into the church service on Sunday. Okay, so I hope to see you all there tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. May you have a blessed night. Goodbye.